Joseph Bell, 415-55, today's 10-7, 69-year-old black gentleman being evaluated for possible palliative and hospice care at home. He's 69 years old. He was a truck driver. He's divorced. He lives alone. He originally from Ohio. He quit smoking, but he still drinks from time to time, period. In the paragraph, he has lots of nerve issues and issues with pain. He's had a fractured pelvis, fractured collarbone, shoulder injury, and has been involved in a couple of different accidents, not while he was driving a truck, but when he was driving his bike, period. He also had a collarbone broken, as I said, with the pneumothorax. Allergen on family history. Mom and dad died of old age, but dad did have Alzheimer's dementia. Medication, he takes some kind of antibiotic. He's under care of a dentist. Vitamins, OxyContin, 30 milligram TID, Neurontin, 300 milligram TID. COVID immunization, up to date. Last hospitalization, some 4 or 5 years ago, he says, for a prostate issue. He had prostatectomy because of prostate cancer, and another doctor is following him. His PCP is following him for his prostate cancer and PSA. He recently had an MRI, some kind of x-ray done, and they were all negative. No sign of recurrence, noted. Patient was seen on a televisit. Exam was not obtained, and vital signs were not done, period. My goal at this time is to get patient's records from Ben Taub and his primary care physician to see if he qualifies for the end of life care. But patient appears alert, awake, and no distress. His pain is most likely related to his previous injuries and not related to bone cancer, related to his prostate. Nevertheless, we'll get the report and make a decision. Thank you.